Let us bring in the one, the only, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, hey, the Las Vegas hockey team made the playoffs first year.
Yeah, we knew that in January.
I know.
They had the best record in the league for quite a while. They don't anymore, but they were playing good hockey for the entire season. They're an expansion team, but they're not an expansion team per se because the NHL changed the rules of how many players and what kind of players they needed to make available for the expansion draft. And Las Vegas did a good job drafting, so they're an expansion team in name only. When they have a goalie that's a Stanley Cup winner, that makes you a contender right away. And they have Fleury as their goalie, and they're a contender.
All right.
That'd be the first time ever in any sport where an expansion team can win a championship.
All right. Let's see. Where else do where do you want to go in sports?
Go where you want to go. I know where you're going.
Where do you think I'm going?
The UConn women's basketball team won last night.
No, I was going to be about UConn, okay, but not not how they won. The top draft pick in the country, a big girl who can dunk and stuff like that, she signed on to go to UConn. So the legend's going to continue.
Did you think anything otherwise?
The legend's gonna continue.
Why wouldn't they? It's been continuing for what? What year is this? 2018?
Yeah, well, they've been
25 years at least.
They've been in the Final Four. This is 11 straight years.
11 straight years, and how many in the last 25? I would bet it's over 20.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's nothing new there. They're going to win the championship again this year.
Amazing.
And I was watching some of the Notre Dame-Oregon women's game last night, and it's all four number one seeds are in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So talk about not having upsets. There's no upsets in women's basketball. It's all according to Hoyle, and UConn's going to win. End of story.
All right. Now, with that being said, John Mara says that all the discussion about Odell Beckham is wrong. He's not free from possibly being traded.
Don't bet on it. If the Rams come up with the right deal, Odell Beckham's going to have horns on his helmet next year. If the Giants can get their number one pick for this year and next year and whatever else they can finagle from the Rams, they'll trade Beckham because they get rid of a headache, they get rid of a distraction, they get rid of a player that doesn't play a full season due to injury, and they can stockpile their team with potential big-time players coming out of college for the next 2 years. If they can get rid of him, they'll get rid of him. If the deal is right, he's gone.
Oh, gosh. I'd like to give him one more year, but...
Point in case, the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. Herschel Walker made the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champions. If I could trade Odell Beckham Jr. to get the draft picks that would set me up for the next 10 years to come, I'd pack his bag and drive him to the airport.
Here's where I changed my mind. I was against trading Odell Beckham. But if the reports are true that he said he will not step on the field until his contract is negotiated.
Adios, amigo.
That's exactly right. Then I say, you know what? So what? Okay, yeah, so we'll lose
it. But here's the guy that's dangling these carrots. He's got these videos. He went down on the boat 2 years ago. A leopard doesn't change his spots. For as long as this guy's going to play professional football, he's going to be a problem. If you can drastically improve your team and get rid of him at the same time, it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer. If the Rams are dumb enough to make that move, open the door and let him in.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I think I think now where I thought you were crazy, I think now it is a definite possibility. I think now it's a definite possibility.
I say a lot of crazy things, but more than not, they happen.
All right.
I was wrong with the Knicks getting rid of the black hole because they still stink, but.
Well, they stink because
they're right all the time.
They still stink. They stink because their big guy got injured and isn't playing. If he was playing, they'd be around a 500 club. They'd be a much better club.
That's possible.
So you weren't wrong about that. They'd be a 500 club. They'd be around possibly making the playoffs if he were there. They'd have easily another 10, 15 wins. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But so I think you got to take that out of the equation. I think you were right. Get Carmelo out of there. They just didn't expect to lose Porzingis for the whole year after that happened. I think you're right about that. I don't think you can think that you're wrong on that. They're terrible because they lost the guy that could carry them. So,
mm-hmm.
And he was a team player.
But I really think that if the Rams come up with the right deal, the deal will be made.
Well, I think you're right too. I think the deal breaker on this whole thing is him. If it's true, if he said he won't set foot on the field until his contract's renegotiated, I think you're right on. And you know what? I'd agree with it.
Can you think of one year that he played for the Giants where there wasn't an issue with him?
Maybe
his leg like a dog.
The
list just goes on and on.
Maybe the first year.
You're correct.
Yeah, maybe the first year. But
since then?
He's gotten a little out of control, yeah.
And you know how the Giant owners are with people that are out of control.
They are not patient. I can tell you that. They're not patient.
We'll see. I mean, they're not going to trade him for nothing. But if the Rams want him and they can put out the right numbers, I see the deal being done.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. What else? Then there's not much else really to talk about, is there?
Not a lot as we get closer to opening day in 2 days. Greg Bird's out for 6 to 8 weeks. He's getting foot surgery done today. There's another guy that has to go. If you can keep getting these surgeries and keep missing season and keep doing the things that are happening to him, his value goes down. See Henrik Lundqvist, 2015, for reference on this. Bird has a lot of talent, but you could have all the talent in the world. If you can't compete on the field due to injury, you're worthless. And Bird, you know, is going to get another reprieve here. He's going to be out until the middle of May, middle of end of May. By the time he gets back into playing shape, it's going to be June. So a third of the season's gone again, and there's no guarantee that he won't get hurt by July again because that's just the way this guy is. We'll see what happens. So you have to keep your fingers crossed when it comes to him.
All right.
An interesting stat that's kind of misleading is the Red Sox have the highest payroll and the Yankees have the seventh highest payroll. That's going to change real quick. You know when that's going to change?
When
Sanchez and Judge and Gregorius and any other young player the Yankees have are up for arbitration. Adios, seventh. Hello, top of the mountain. Because these guys are making peanuts. And when they have the chance to open up the bank, what is Gregorius and Sanchez and Judge, just those three, going to come to get as paychecks from the Yankees? You're looking at least $20 million a year for each one.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
No, it's true. I mean, I'm not making fun of the Yankees in any way here. It's right now the Yankees are on an easy street because these guys are getting paid peanuts. But when it comes time that they're eligible to boost up their salaries, they're going to go up in leaps and bounds. So combined right now, they're probably making about $5 million. When this happens, it's going to be at least $60 million they're going to have to take out of the bank to pay these guys.
Well, hopefully they'll be contender when they have to do that.
Well, if they're not a contender now, what are they?
we'll see at the end of the year. You got to do it more than just one half of 1 year when they caught fire. To be a contender, you got to do it several years in a row.
I think Vegas has them third to win the World Series behind the Astros and the Dodgers.
So that means there's
27 teams behind them.
They're
a contender.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I can't believe
the Dodgers are the favorites.
Yeah, I hope they remain contenders. That's what I say. I hope they remain contenders.
Oh, no, put it this way. If they don't win the East this year, it's an upset. I don't know how people see the Red Sox better than the Yankees. I really don't see it going through the lineup and bullpen and everything else. I don't see how the Red Sox are better than the Yankees. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I don't see it. Unless all the hype you're hearing about the Yankees isn't true, you know, they're saying this, that. They're going to score 52 runs a game. I don't see how anybody can say the Red Sox are better than them, because I don't see the Red Sox scoring 52 runs a game.
All right. We're going to go on to the weather now. We'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Goss here with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can hear Mike Monday through Friday.